Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's Great Expectations on your radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great Expectations. Charles Millett,
yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great Expectations.
And the only way the person that was crippled could get to Jesus is somebody had to stand in line for the person who couldn't even walk. So God is saying, as a church, in our all in, part of our becoming is becoming people who are willing to stand in line for others who cannot get in line for themselves. Who are you standing in line for? And if I ask you that question and your answer always comes back to your address, this is my challenge to you. God has more people that need help other than the ones that live in your house. God has other people that need help other than the ones that you just care about. It's nothing wrong with standing in line for the people you care about. It's nothing wrong with standing in line for the people that live in your house. But God has people that he cares about that are not even in your caller ID. And the only way to net, they're going to get to Jesus. Y'all better listen to me. I'm preaching hard. Listen, don't let me be working hard on this all-in series and preparing this meal for you and teaching and preaching it hard and then you sitting there not receiving it hard. I need you to receive it just as hard as I'm preaching it. I need you to be just as committed to God as you're committed to having fun. Commit to this word. Who are you standing in line for? There are some people who will never get healed if you and I don't stand in line for them. Never get healed. Are you ready for this? There are people who will not come to this church, as great as this church is, because they don't know that it's somebody here that will stand in line to help them get what they need. Let me put it to you this way. When you are serving in the parking lot ministry, now pull up this morning the brothers that are working in the parking lot. When they're serving in the parking lot, they're not just serving. Please hear me. They are standing in line for somebody who needs to get to Jesus. When you're ushering and you're greeting, who are you serving? Who are you volunteering? No, you're not just serving. It's who are you standing in line for? I'm preaching and I'm teaching and I'm ministering. I'm standing in line for you. I'm standing in line for your family. I'm standing in line for the people that you care about. Whatever you do in the ministry, please, y'all. Lord, I served. I volunteered an extra 10 minutes. You were supposed to be here 5 minutes ago. Lord, I only signed up for 15. It's not about who you serving. It's deeper. It's who are you standing in line for that needs to get to Jesus. When they were up here, the praise team, the worship team, the choir, they're singing and they're ministering. What are they doing? They're not just singing. They're standing in line for somebody. What do you mean? Some people are touched, blessed. Lives are changed through the power of a song. And if nobody shows up to sing, that means that the person who would be blessed and delivered by a song has nobody standing in line for them. Who are you standing in line for? Are you listening to me? Touch your neighbor and say, wow, great stuff, man. Come on, say it like you mean it. Wow, great stuff, man. Listen, you remember I showed you this picture. This is a picture of missing persons. It's a wall of missing persons. And these are people that are missing from families, but these are people that have value. These are people that have great gifts, great talents, great creativity. These are people that, listen, these are people that Jesus died for, even though you don't know them. These are people who have family members and friends who love them. And you know what? Many of these people that have all of this value, that are on this missing person board, will never be found if a family member, a friend, a community, and law enforcement don't stand in line for them. Because we got a very sick world where there are some very confused, mean, deranged people who thrive on hurting, abusing, and taking advantage of innocent people. Somebody that will take a six-year-old child with no regard for how that family is going to feel when you're taking their child. What are you saying? Do you have any idea how many people in this world belong to Jesus and we pass by them every day and they are missing from God's house only because people who can stand in line for them are only standing in line for themselves? They carry these people to Jesus. And you know what? Every one of you under the sound of my voice, as I conclude, somebody stood in line for you. I remember when my mother told me she didn't understand this whole church thing, and she was so upset. And she told me these words: "You ain't ever got to worry about me coming to your church." That's what she told me. "You ain't ever got to worry." But I kept standing in line for her. Because my mama needed Jesus too. I just found him before she did. I ain't coming. And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, "Tell your mama, they don't have to come for the church, but tell your mama you trying to do right, you trying to be better, and tell her you need her and your brothers and sisters' support because you trying to do better." So I sat it down, and she said, "Oh, well, since you put it like that," she said, "we'll go support you, but we ain't supporting your church." Praise God. So let me tell you something. Don't be so sanctified that you can't accept what people are willing to give until God will touch them to give more. Because Jesus said, "I'm going to take you in." Jesus said, "I'm going to take you in a state that you're in." Fast forward and short version of extended story. She just kept coming, supporting me, told the kids, "We're going to support your brother. We're going to support." And one day I was preaching in Moore County. It was a Sunday afternoon. I'll never forget it. And she came to the service and I preached, and my subject was, "I'll pay the price." And I was preaching like a young man that didn't have no kind of sense. I was just going for it. I was just going in. And people were hollering. And all of a sudden, I heard a loud scream, just hollering and screaming. And I looked and I saw a woman come running down the aisle. And she had both hands in the air. And she was hollering, "Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Save me." That woman whose hands in the air that was hollering, "Stand up over there, mama. Stand up. You and your boyfriend, let him help you stand up. That's Mr. Kane." That's the woman that came running down the aisle saying, "Save me, Lord." She said, "You ain't got to worry about me coming." But see, I'm going to tell you something. God will take the foolishness of preaching the gospel to actually change the minds of those who think they already got it figured out. And now, she helps me stand in the line for your family. I can call her on the telephone and say, "Mama, pray for XYZ. She like a bulldog on it. I got it. You can be seated, Mama. Sometimes I call her, and as soon as she answers the telephone, I just start praying for her. Don't even give her a chance to say good morning, Harlan. I just go right in. And she says something that's the sweetest sound to my ears. And sometimes I call her not to pray for her, but I call her just to hear her say it. And this is what she says, Dahlia. Thank you for your prayers. It's something about hearing your mama tell you. What are you trying to say? It ain't nothing like Pastor Johnson seeing God do stuff in the life of the person or the people that you've been standing in line for. The greatest reward that you'll ever receive is to watch God do something for the person that you said, I'll hold a place for you. When Deacon Dean is here working on the air conditioner or working on a light or changing an electrical socket, sometimes I'll call him up in the morning. I don't even give him time to talk. I just go in and start praying for him. I just start speaking in tongues. When he's around here working and serving and I can't get him to take nothing for it, it's like it's an assignment that God gave to him. And sometimes I'm like, you got to take something. And he says, no, that's my ministry. He says, that's what, he said, God takes, ooh, shakatatatabahai. And I'm sure he has an idea by now, but do you have any idea how much weight that takes off the pastor? To have a man or to have people, where Minister Spencer is, he might be gone. He was eating this morning. He gone already, okay. Well, he baptism. He was in there this morning. I came up in the latte center and I started talking real nice to him. Minister Spencer, praise God. Yeah, you're anointed. I rubbed on his shoulders and everything. Pat him. Nah, 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 nah. He said, yeah. Start, you know, quoting scriptures. Then I said, well, you know why I'm rubbing on your shoulders, don't you? He said, because you want me to feel the anointing. I said, yeah, that too. I said, but I'm rubbing on you. I said, every time I rub on your shoulders and pat you on the arms and talk good to you, that must mean I need you to do something. He said, yeah, I was thinking that too. I said, Reb, I need you to come up here and I need you to plow up the volleyball court, get some of that grass out for the member appreciation and volunteer on Tuesday night. He said, Lord, I got something to do. He said, but I got the trailer. He said, I guess I'll get it hooked. He said, I'll leave it hooked up. I'll get up here and get it done. Hold it. Now, you were slow to clap, but your child or your family member might be out there on the volleyball court in the sand on Tuesday night. Ain't gonna trip over no grass. You know why? Because Minister Spencer is standing in line. Come on, ask two more people. Who you standing in line for? Come on, say, talk back to me. But those folk, without family members, without friends, without community, without church, without law enforcement, they'll never be found. Who you standing in line for? Let me conclude with this. Standing in line, points of power. Number one, this is what I need you to do. If you have been in line or have not been in line, has not been as faithful with the line, I just need you to start a line. Why? Because we're in the business of starting a line for those who no one else will start a line for. Patty tells me I'm a little bold. I believe I am. She tells me I got some confidence. I believe I am. Sometimes she'd be like, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. For example, I go to the grocery store. It's 100 people waiting to check out. They only got 2 registers open. Somebody felt my pain. They got 2 registers open. And they got 4 or 5 other workers over here chilling and laughing and everything. So we standing around, you try to be patient and everything. So finally I look around, ain't nobody doing nothing. So I'd be like, leave my card in the line. I walk over to the desk and I say, is the manager on duty? Yeah, what a minute, right here. Excuse me, man, can I speak to you? Ma'am, I don't mean no harm. I'm not trying to tell you how you do your job and nothing like that. But there are 100 of us standing in line, and there are only 2 registers open, and there's like 4 or 5 people over here. Can you open a couple more? Oh, sure, sir. No problem. We'll send them. Sure. 2 people come over, open up 2 other lines, and I'm walking back, and people be looking at me like, you the man. You the bomb. And I'd be like, yeah, I know. I know. So they open the other lines up, Sierra, and all of a sudden, guess what happens? More people get served. So when you start a line, Solomon, it is the equivalent to creating an opportunity for more people to get served. So that's what you do when you volunteer. So wherever you're serving, wherever you're volunteering, what I'm saying is if you're not serving, you're not volunteering, then you are really not helping people to get served. I came to VBS, and I'm going to tell you something that blessed me. It wasn't one night that Pastor Patty came home throughout the whole VBS that she was not talking about the level of volunteerism that the young adults and young people had. She talked about it so much until I had to go see it. I showed up to see it, and I was so blessed. I mean, we had people volunteering and serving like they've been members here for 10 years, and they hadn't even joined the church yet. That's not something to try to make you feel bad. It is equivalent to saying, if you're not serving, if you don't start a line, please, everybody look up at me. If you don't start a line, you're not helping people to get served. Also, what I did when I went to that manager and they opened up 2 other lines, all I did was help to create opportunities for people to be able to move forward and do what they need to do with the rest of their life. And when you are serving, you are creating opportunities. But when I'm not serving, when I'm just sitting on my blessed assurance, sometimes I talk to people and I talk to them about serving, and every time I talk to them about serving, they'll say, but. And I'd be like, can you please get your butt out the way? I think you get what I'm saying. Because everything is a but. No matter what you tell them, no matter how much you encourage them, no matter how much positivity you give them, they come back with something negative. A reason why they can't. But these people in our text today, nobody complained. Look at your neighbor and say, stand in line. Come on, start a line, start a line. And then the second thing you got to do, look, you, Lord have mercy. Listen, when you, Lord Jesus, when you start a line, you got to understand something. You got to have the guts to do that. There was a woman in this same chapter where our text is at, like about 10 verses above where we started reading. She had a daughter that was demon-possessed. And she went to Jesus and she said, Lord, I want you to heal my daughter. And the disciple said to him, Jesus, now stay focused. Don't get involved in that. Now, we don't have no line. We don't have no line for people who got demons. All of us are standing in... All of us are standing in line for the other lost folk, them kind of lost folk. We don't have no line for them. But the mother was stepping up and she was saying, I know you don't have a line for them, but I'm going to start one for my daughter. I'm going to stand in line for my daughter. Who is it that's called to stand in line for people in which there is no line for? And Jesus looked at her and said, wait a minute, ma'am. Said, then look here, it says, y'all, this is going to be good. I only got 8 minutes. She looked at him and she said, I want you to heal my daughter. And he said, woman, it's not a holy thing to give what's holy to the dogs. Now that's what Jesus said. Jesus wasn't being disrespectful. This is what he was saying. I'm focused. I know what I'm called to do. I know what my assignment is. I'm in line with this assignment right now. But the woman said, sir, with no disrespect to your assignment, no disrespect to the line that you got, with all due respect to it, I understand that. I respect that. But my daughter is sick. And there's no line for people with demons, but I'm going to start one. And I'm going to start it for my daughter. And you know what? This is the thing that got me. Check this out, Minister Spencer. When he said, should I give, what is it right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs? Homegirl didn't start finger popping, bumping her hip, threw her head back, threw her braids back. Let me tell you something. Who you think you are? I know you might be the Messiah. You might be the pastor. You might think you larger than charge, but you don't call my daughter no dog. No, let's see what she did. Yes, it is, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Are you listening to me? Look at the next verse. Ooh. And Jesus said to her, I ain't had nobody willing to start a line for anybody that's had a condition like that. But because you have stood in the line for your daughter, because you started a line that nobody else was willing to start, you didn't get all sassy. Wait a minute. Hold it, Bishop. Back up. You didn't get upset and leave the church, leave your position, leave your title, go run and go hide and say, I'm done. I quit. I'm tired of it. I can preach for an hour and preach great stuff to you, and you hear one little thing that was said in 2 seconds and grab that as an excuse not only to get out of line, but to take your children out. You quit. Jesus said, you think it's right for me to give the children's bread to the dog? The woman had every opportunity, Deacon Summer, to get an attitude. And you serving on a committee, and one person say something to you. You serving in a department. You are part of the church. You are part of the family of God. You are part of the kingdom. And can't nobody say nothing to you. And Jesus looked at this woman and told her point blank. And all they said about you is you lazy. And you just quit. I dare you to look at two people and just say, stop quitting, stop quitting, stop checking out, stop stepping. No, hold your head up, y'all. This ain't to condemn you. This ain't to make you feel bad. I'm your pastor. I got to preach this. I got to teach this. I can't, your blood is on my hand. I can't let you sit around and belong to something and not know where you belong. I can't let you sit around and watch other people have need. Okay. It's the equivalent of walking up on the church ground and seeing paper on the floor. And you'll see it and walk right on it. You know what you're doing when you do that? I'm glad you want to know. You are saying, the standard for how I live my life is low. I do not have to have a life that has order. And here you are with an attitude living with your mom and daddy because they ask you to make up the bed. They ask you to take out the trash. They ask you to clean up your room. When you go out of your room and don't make up your bed, won't take out the trash, won't pick up nothing, don't you understand? You are setting a standard for your life that tells you as you grow older, you can always settle for less. That's not the message your parent, my mama hard on me. You didn't make my brother. You didn't make my sister. You didn't make them do all that. It ain't about what I didn't make them do. I see something in you. I see something in you. And I'm going to stand in line for you. And oh my God, am I talking to my preacher? Who am I preaching to? I don't stand in line for you.
Get focused,
let's get focused,
get moving,
great.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great Expectations.